Wake up. Pay attention. Be attentive. This is the moment. The moment. The present. This is the most important time for each one of us. Now, it's so easy for us to be lost in the past and thinking about things that have been, or we're anticipating the future. But the message in that gospel is to pay attention right here and right now. This is our opportunity to connect with God. This is the space in which God seeks to connect with us. This Sunday marks the first Sunday of Advent, a time of new beginning. And yet on this day, this gospel reading is a horrific picture of the end of life, an apocalyptic image. The day of the Lord, a day of darkness and judgment and separation. Well, in the Creed, we acknowledge God as Father, the Creator, the beginner of all of life that we know. And in the Creed, we also affirm that at the end, in God's time, that God will bring it all home. There'll be a sense of finality, of completion, that God will work out His purpose. And so in that context, we live in between times. And we're called today to stay awake in this particular moment. In one sense, it's kind of, well, gee, thanks a lot. Stay awake in this moment when everything's going to fall apart, when you have this apocalyptic image of the end of time and history. And it's kind of a gruesome thing. It's bringing to mind the flood, Noah's Ark, when all of creation is wiped out except the people who are in the ark. And God begins again. Or that image of two women grinding at the wheel, and one is taken and one is left. Or two people in the field, one is taken, one is left. A dark and difficult, terrible time. Why would we want to pay attention to all of that? I think the purpose is, and this is an experience that all of us have, on this journey through life, we have all kinds of experiences, good things and bad things, moments of blessing and times of challenge. But I think one of the reminders in this gospel today that no matter how bad things may get, no matter how dark and difficult life may seem, that in it there are seeds of hope. And while those dark and difficult times are the hardest times for each of us to pay attention, if we can just hang in there and pay attention, we'll discover some sense of blessing, some turning of the corner, something that's moving us out of that place of challenge and difficulty to a new place. Of course, the paying attention also applies to the big times, the good times, because when things are going great, we don't worry about life. We don't need to pay attention to what's going on. But it's even in those moments of incredible blessing, when our hearts are full, thank you, God, for the gift of this moment. So how do we stay focused? Because we live in a world of distraction and movement and being called in so many different directions. I want to give you an acronym this morning. PBS. Prayer. Building relationships. Service. spiritual practices that can help center us as we begin a new church year. Prayer is that space that we create for God. Prayer is response to God. God is the initiator. And so we're seeking to try to figure out what God's doing and what God's calling each one of us to do and how we're meant to order our time and energy to create that space. And remember, God's first language is silence. So just sit in silence, waiting, creating that kind of space in your life is so important to being in the moment. It could be in the silence, it could be simply saying the Lord's Prayer, and then there are plenty of prayers and opportunities in the prayer book. The life of prayer, creating that space in which we can let God touch us as we seek to be connected to the author and giver of life. So prayer, building relationships. We're in this thing with others. We're not isolated entities. And our baptisms are symbols of our connection with other people. That the Christian journey in the Episcopal Church is not primarily about my personal relationship with God. It's my personal relationship with the community of faith that seek to do God's will. So it's finding blessing and encouragement from others, and it's giving that sense of blessing and encouragement to others. There are times when we need support and encouragement, maybe in ways we don't even understand it, and somebody reaches out to us. They smile, they offer a word of a blessing, or just extend a hand. And all of a sudden, whatever kind of isolation or separation we may feel, it's broken. And then there's so many other people who, in their journeys, could use a warm welcome, somebody to reach out to them. So prayer, building relationships, and service. And service. He who would save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. It's that countercultural thing. If you want to find the deep meaning in life, give your life away. Lean in. Find those places where you can make your community a more just, a more compassionate, give your community a better sense of being a community. Because remember, a chain is only as strong as its weakest links. So we need to build those links, make them strong for the sake of the whole community. If people are isolated and broken, and they're not reached out to, the whole community loses in that process. So service. Each one of us is on a journey, and it has all sorts of adventures in it, good things, bad things that happen to us. This morning we're presented with this apocalyptic vision of the end of time and history. In one sense, really, it is a fearful kind of image. I mean, who measures up to the glory of God? We're all found wanting. But the point is that God has embraced each one of us. In baptism, God is putting God's arms around each one of us. And even though when we come at the final days of our journey to that time when we have to give the gift of life back to God, we can do it with a sense of confidence that God will embrace us, that God will never let go, and that we have a place with those and those we love in God's eternal kingdom. That's the thing to look for in the dark and difficult times, even those times of facing death. By paying attention and being in the moment, we can find the seeds that give us hope and promise us eternal life. What a gift.